today's contestants. A youth substance use prevention worker from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Mao Mehej. A slop floor person from San Marcos, California, John Cuevas. And our returning champion, a bartender from Old Orchard Beach, Maine, Dennis Coffey, whose 3 day cash winnings total $51,203. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Hope you play along with us in this half hour. Lau, John, welcome aboard. Dennis, good to see you again. Let's waste no time. Let's get right into this first round of play. And today, we have these categories. Airport attractions. There are a lot of those. Runner-up running mates. You have to name the candidate who is at the top of the ticket. That's followed by ye old job fair. Laying things M to M. Behind the music, and finally, outfit of the day, OOTD. Start us, champ.
Runner-up running mates for 200.
John Edwards. Lau.
Who is Carrie?
Good. John Carrie.
Outfit of the day for two, please.
This slightly flared skirt of the 1960s is named for the letter it resembles in silhouette. Lau.
What is A-line?
That's it.
Outfit of the day, 400.
The feather type of this snake scarf gets the press, but you can wear one in pleated silk or fur, too. Wow.
What is boa?
Boa, that's right.
Outfit of the day for six.
These tight-fitting three-quarter-length pants, named for an Italian resort, were hip and on hips in the 50s, 80s, and again in the 2000s. John.
What is capri?
Yes.
Runner-up, 400.
Joseph Lieberman. John.
Who is Gore?
You're correct.
Runner-up, 600.
Edmund Muskie. John.
Who is McGovern?
Nope. Dennis.
Who is Humphrey?
Humphrey, yes.
Runner-up running mates for 800, please.
Jack Kemp. Dennis.
Who is Bush?
No. John or Lau? Who is Bob Dole? Back to you, Dennis.
Let's go with running mates for 1,000.
Bob Dole. Dennis.
Who is Gerald Ford?
Yes.
Laying things M-M-M for 200.
A design of your initials on your stationery. Dennis?
What's a monogram?
Good.
M-M for 400.
Contraction used to address the Queen in England. John?
What is Madam?
No.
What is...
Lau?
What is Ma'am?
Ma'am, yes.
Outfit of the day, 8.
A monk's habit inspired this draped collar that can be pulled over the head and worn as a hood. And it's known as a cowl, C-O-W-L. Lau?
Airport attractions for 200.
In an X-terminal designed by Eero Saarinen, the TWA Hotel has 500-plus ultra-quiet rooms with views of this airport's runway. Dennis?
What is Kennedy Airport?
That's it.
Airport attractions for 600.
The spirit of Haida Gwaii, the jade canoe, greets you at the airport serving this most populous city in British Columbia. John.
What is Vancouver?
Right.
Lane things M to M, 600.
Time to dial up a response upon hearing one of these. John.
What is a modem?
Good.
M to M, 800.
Answer. Daily double. All right. What you gonna do with the 1,200 you have?
Make it a true daily double.
Okay, for the lead. I declare this Latin word to mean a suspension of activity.
What is a moratorium?
That begins with M and ends with M, and it takes us to this break. Back in a moment. Lau Mehej, and if you were paying attention at the beginning of our program when we introduced this young lady. We said she was from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and she did not manage to beat John in ringing in on that Vancouver.
Beat me on the buzzer.
Yeah.
What can you do?
All right. Well, you're on your honeymoon right now.
I am on my honeymoon. Yeah. We had my wife Meg and I had our honeymoon planned, and you got the call for Jeopardy. So you got to change some plans around. And we came here with my mom. We went to Disneyland, and now we're here. And we go to Kauai tomorrow. Well, we'll see. Maybe not. Hopefully not tomorrow.
It all depends on how well.
Hopefully at the end of the week or in 3 weeks.
All righty. John Cuevas is from San Marcos, California. Went to Oregon a couple of years ago to see the total solar eclipse. And you're planning to see the next one also? Where will that be?
Yeah, I know it crosses the middle portion of the U.S. I know in Texas, a pretty good chunk of Texas is going to get to see it, and I have family there, so I'm going to try to check it out.
And when is that?
It's a good question. I think I should look that up before I make my plans.
Yeah, it's April 8th, 2024.
That's it. Yeah. At least it didn't come up on the board.
All righty. Dennis Coffey is our champion, ladies and gentlemen, wants to talk about how the opioid epidemic has affected the lives of people you knew.
Well, I worked, as I said in the previous episode, I worked as a convenience store clerk, Alex, and I had two regular customers come in, Molly and Sarah, and they were wonderful girls. Unfortunately, they're no longer with us because of the opiate crisis. This epidemic has killed 500,000 people in the century, 70,000 people in 2017. I'm sure a lot of people have stories similar to Molly Parts and Sarah Berlin.
Yeah, it's time we stepped up to the plate and did something aggressive about it. Okay, let's get back into this. John has command of the board. We have a lot of clues still up there. Go ahead, make a selection for us.
Laying Things M2M 1000.
A whirlpool off Norway's coast, or a tumultuous state of things. Lau.
What is maelstrom?
No. John.
What is maelstrom?
Strom, yes, not storm. John, back to you.
Behind the Music 200.
In 2011, this singer said, "Born This Way is my answer to many questions over the years. Who are you? What are you about?" John.
Who is Lady Gaga?
Correct.
Music 400.
At the beginning of Bad Guy, you can hear this young star removing her Invisalign braces so she doesn't lisp as she sings.
Who is Billie Eilish?
Yes.
Behind the Music 6.
Unarmed civil rights protesters were killed on January 30th, 1972. The Sunday Bloody Sunday that inspired that song by this group. Lau.
Who is U2?
Good.
800, Behind the Music.
In concert, after playing this song that begins, "Don't go changing to try and please me," Billy Joel said, "And then we got divorced." Dennis.
What is "I Love You Just the Way You Are"?
Yes.
Airport Attractions 1000.
We appreciate the indoor service dog relief area at the airport for this charm city. The fire hydrants, a nice touch. That's at Baltimore. Dennis?
Airport 800.
In disarray after airport security, Mitchell International, serving this Wisconsin city, has a place for you to get sorted out. John?
What is Milwaukee?
Correct.
Airport 400.
Here's the 25-ton yellow submarine that docked at John Lennon Airport in 2005 in this city where it all began. Lau.
What is Liverpool?
Right, less than a minute now.
Behind the Music 1000.
After she said they tried to make me go to rehab and I told them no, 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 her producer told her, "We should turn that into a song." Lau.
Who is Amy Winehouse?
Right, you are.
Outfit of the Day for 1000.
1940s Mexican-American men helped popularize this rhyming ensemble associated with jitterbug dancing. Lau?
What is a zoot suit?
That's it.
Ye Olde Job Fair 1000.
This term for a villain's minion may be from a Middle English word for horse handler. And the word is henchman. Lau?
800, please.
Proverbially, you have to pay this strolling musician who plays a small wind instrument. Wow.
Who is the piper?
Good.
600.
Mark Twain was among those who worked as a devil, an apprentice in this profession. Lau?
What is blacksmith?
No. John or Dennis?
What is printing? And with that, we wrap up the first round. And Dennis, our champion, in third place. We all know what that means. He's going first when we come back to start Double Jeopardy right after this.
A forklift operator from Declo, Idaho. A fire lookout from Bend, Oregon. A physician from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A naval officer from Lacey, Washington. No matter who you are, where you're from, or what you do, we want you on the Jeopardy stage. Take the first step. Sign up for the Jeopardy test today.
Obviously, the players are evenly matched, but Dennis, you're trailing a bit, so you go first. And here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. Lock them up. Earth history. Name the source show for TV spinoffs. We'll deal with a higher royalty, ways to say go away, pound sand. Dennis.
Earth history for 1200.
The event of 65 million years ago that took out the dinosaurs is reckoned as the fifth of these mass die-offs. John.
What are extinction events?
Yes.
Earth history, 1600.
One theory estimates that life on Earth began 3.5 billion years ago near these volcanic openings in the seabed. Lau.
What are fissures?
No. Dennis.
What are vents?
Vents, alkaline vents, correct.
Earth history, 2000.
Around 300 million years ago, almost all of Earth's continents came together to form one supercontinent known as this. John.
What is Pangaea?
Yeah.
TV spinoff 1600.
Set in Seattle, station 19. John.
What is talk radio?
No. Dennis.
What is Frasier?
No. What is Grey's Anatomy? John, back to you.
Spinoffs 1200.
Schooled, starring A.J. Michalka as Lainey Lewis, now a music teacher. And that would be the Goldbergs, John.
Spinoffs 2000.
Bindi, the Jungle Girl. John.
What is Crocodile Hunter?
Correct.
TV spinoffs 800.
Mayans MC. The MC stands for Motorcycle Club. Lau.
What is Sons of Anarchy?
That's it.
Higher royalty for 12.
My title is this, and I am funky, but in Japanese, it's Koshaku. Lau.
What is Emperor?
No. John or Dennis? What is Prince? Back to you, Lau.
Higher royalty for 8.
In 1698, Peter the Great wanted his wife Eudoxia to become an ex-this and forced her into a nunnery. Dennis?
What is a Tsarina or Empress?
Yes.
Higher royalty for 1600.
This German title comes from the Latin word Caesar. Dennis?
What is Kaiser?
Kaiser, right you are.
Higher royalty, 2000.
Answer there. First of the Daily Doubles. You have enough money to overtake John.
Let's go with 2000.
Two it is. Here is the clue. Take a look. That's the Pope putting the crown on Charles V. So this must be the title he's receiving in 1530.
What is the Holy Roman Emperor?
You are right. Go again.
Lock him up, 1200.
In 2018, after he was transferred to a West Virginia prison, this infamous Boston mobster was murdered. John.
It was Bulger.
Yes, Whitey Bulger.
Lock him up, 1600.
This Robinson Crusoe author was pilloried, literally, and jailed for libel in 1703. Lau.
Who is Robert Louis Stevenson?
No. Dennis.
Who is Defoe?
Daniel Defoe, correct.
Lock him up, 2000.
He served as Illinois governor from 2003 to 2009. In 2012, he began serving time at a low-security prison in Colorado. John?
Who is Blagojevich?
Yes.
Lock him up, 800.
One of Alcatraz's most infamous inmates. He served time in Chicago's Cook County Jail and in Atlanta before his arrival in 1934. Lau?
Who is Capone?
Good.
Ways to say go away for 4.
A punny way to say go away is make like a tree and do this. John.
What is leaf?
Yeah.
Go away, 1600.
Two-word phrase, also meaning push the boat out into the water. Dennis.
What is shove off?
Yes.
Ways to say go away for 1200.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You're trailing John by 2,000.
2,500, please.
For the lead, here is the clue. In this 2017 horror film, Lakeith Stanfield delivers the two-word title line.
What is Get Out?
That's it. And you are now in the lead.
Ways to say go away 2,000, please.
Wordsworth began a poem not with "Scram, thou fond, presumptuous elf," but this more old-fashioned six-letter word. And that word is begone, not scram. Dennis?
Pound sand for 1,200.
Readers got Ezra Pound's views on art, poetry, and philosophy in his guide to this, oddly spelled starting K-U-L-C-H. John?
What is culture?
Culture, yes.
Pound sand, 400.
French novelist George Sand had several lovers, including this Polish-French pianist and composer. John?
It was Chopin.
Yes.
Sand, 800.
As an editor in London, Ezra Pound helped to publish this man's A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Lau?
Who is Oscar Wilde?
No. Dennis?
Who is Joyce?
James Joyce, yes.
Pound sand, 1600.
He dedicated his poem, The Wasteland, to Ezra Pound. Il miglior fabbro, the better craftsman. Dennis?
Who is Eliot?
T.S. Eliot is right. Less than a minute now.
Pound sand, 2000.
Jules, not George, was a pseudonym that Ms. Sand used while writing for this newspaper of Paris, not Seville. And that newspaper is Le Figaro. Dennis?
Earth history, 800.
Land plants are about 450 million years old, but evolution didn't bring us these colorful seed-bearing parts until about 130 million years ago. John?
What are flowers?
Yes.
Earth, 400.
Leading to the first animals, this element began to build up in the atmosphere 2 billion years ago as a product of photosynthesis. John?
What is oxygen?
Good.
Go away, 800.
You can say hit the road or hit these, which roads were once often made of. John?
What are bricks?
Yes. And with that, you're at 15,200, a $700 lead over Dennis. Lau, still here, on the plus side with 200. Way to go. All right, final Jeopardy coming up, players, with this category, U.S. territories. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
Sponsored in part by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
These pesky creatures in the Geico sequel ad are also called groundhogs. What are woodchucks? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
A rather narrow category for Final Jeopardy today, U.S. territories. Players, here's your clue. Of the five inhabited U.S. territories, this is the only one where cars drive on the left. 30 seconds, good luck. Come to you first. You were doing well for a while and then things kind of went south. But let's take a look at your response for Final Jeopardy. What are the U.S. Virgin Islands? They are influenced by the nearby British Virgin Islands. And you are correct, young lady. So, you're going to double your score to 400. Let's come to our champion. He's not happy all of a sudden. And I think I know why. Because he wrote down an incorrect response. It's not Guam. It'll cost you how much? 14, wow, big wager, 14,101, you're at 399. a dollar. Wouldn't it be wild if Lau won with 400? But John has something to say about all of this. He came up with the correct response. He'll be the new champion with how much money? A ton. 13,801, bringing his total up to $29,001. Way to go. Good game, players. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning us in. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.